This week's Grape Therapy is sponsored by Geico. Go to geico.com and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Extra money in your pocket? It just may be the most rewarding to do you do today. Express is all new and all about you with a fresh assortment of casual, versatile, and super comfortable styles. Express is a brand that encourages people to dream big and dress accordingly by providing a curated edit of high-quality pieces for day, night, and everything in between. Text VINE to 397-737 to receive $25 off your purchase. Ritual Vitamins, better health doesn't happen overnight, and right now Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Fill in the gaps in your diet with Essential for Women, a small step that helps support a healthy foundation for your body. And the Home Depot, shop today and you'll get free flexible delivery with easy returns. Plus, for a limited time, you can save even more on the styles that you love when you use code OFFTHEVINE10 at checkout. Find exactly what you're looking for and more at homedepot.com/decor, valid on select items online only. Free delivery on select items, $45 or more. Visit homedepot.com for more information.
Podcast One presents Off the Vine Grape Therapy. Caitlin Bristow is going to answer your questions, drink to your confessions, and hear what you have to say about anything bachelor. Let's shake it up some more. Here's Caitlin.
All right, welcome to Grape Therapy. I'm your host, Caitlin Bristow, with my two favorite co-hosts, Lo and Jason, and we just did a doozy of a podcast. I mean, I don't know where to start to tease this. We talk about everything from like a major celeb who just gave me a casual ring on the phone and how I didn't believe them.
From a random number.
We talk about Lo's casual Sundays at a cemetery and tune in to find out why I'm actually wanting to go tomorrow.
Wednesday Addams, like the Addams family over here.
Yeah, we're going to channel our inner Wednesday tomorrow on Sunday.
Yep.
Jason talks about how he'd want to be a penguin and slide on his tummy. But you'll have to...
No, we talk about all our different spirit animals.
Yes, all our different spirit animals. So it was the most random but most fun podcast I've done in a while.
We talked about ducks boners.
Now you know what?
Morgan Freeman
and duck boners. So we hope you enjoy this podcast because we sure did. We were sober, a little hungover, and on coughing. Caffeine.
On caffeines. Lavasa. So,
enjoy.
Ready? Okay. I say burr. It's cold in here. There must be some toros in the atmosphere. I said burr.
Oh, yo, yo.
Ice. Here we go.
Jason's doing. Okay. Oh. Okay.
He's on it.
Now you're getting the dogs fired up. Okay, Jason, it's not fair. You didn't drink as much wine as myself and Lo last night, so you feel great this morning. I feel like a sack of assholes.
You look beautiful, though. Is my mic working?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Yep, sounds
just
good.
Checking.
Yeah, check.
Okay.
I actually don't have headphones on, so I can't hear you, but I'm assuming you sound lovely because the sound of your voice is... So that's a soothing little
good
treat.
Morning.
Oh, not when you do that.
Mm-hmm. Wake me up. Oh, you go.
This is a great start. I am not okay.
This is not a great start.
I feel like crap this morning. Jason feels like
you
a million
beautiful.
Bucks.
I feel
you.
Incredible.
You do?
I slept like a baby.
Yeah, so well.
I took edibles and I also had a few delicious glasses of this new wine company, Spade and Sparrows.
Yeah, you liked it, and you're not a big red wine guy.
I had a glass of Pinot Noir.
Yeah.
Super dark, a dark grape juice. But it was...
Is that how you would use to romance that to somebody? How's Caitlin's wine? It's a dark grape juice.
More on the Welch's side. No, I don't know how to describe wine. I'm the worst with that.
Did you have this earring in that says last night too?
I did.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm just noticing it.
Yeah,
it's
I
my
didn't
favorite
bring
earring.
You. Usually I have you on the other side.
That's amazing.
It's in gold diamonds.
But it's like...
Successful.
It's such a cute little... word.
It is, yeah.
Earring.
Delicate.
Yeah, it's
you
very,
can see it better in the light now.
Like, but it gets the point across, but it's like a cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
anyways.
Fun. Playful.
Okay, so we finally had our ideal sleepover that we've been talking about for so long.
I know.
We're like, we had a slumber party last night. We played games. We played what was it? Catchphrase.
Catchphrase is
oh,
the
by
best.
The way, if anybody doesn't know, I'm podcasting with Jason and Lo. I think people figured that out by now.
Oh, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Thank you for the introduction.
This is really weird.
It's good to be here.
It's really weird to podcast in the morning. Like, usually I'm drinking. Oh, yes.
There it is.
Okay, give me the word. Give me the word.
Oh, the word. Okay. Okay, it's a movie starring Leonardo DiCaprio.
Titanic.
Nope.
Oh.
Great Gatsby.
Yes.
Oh. Bam.
There it is. Mm.
Reminds me of last night.
I know.
Oh, this is something that you hear when you go into a building and you... It's like usually instrumental. There's not much to it.
Elevator music.
Yeah.
Wow, that was good.
This is a type of email that you can have. There's like Gmail. There's
AOL. AOL. Yahoo.
Yahoo.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is a presentation you give. There's
PowerPoint.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
This is something you put on an envelope to send something.
A stamp.
All right. We're going. This is the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Johnny Depp.
All right.
Great job.
Thanks.
She's super old. I can't believe she's still alive. And I think she's
Betty White.
Yes. Rose. This is a famous detective.
Oh.
Sherlock Holmes.
Okay. Wow. That was the game we played last night. and what else? Oh, yeah. Okay. So we have to start off with the story.
Yeah.
Well, was that before or after we ordered? We ordered sushi and were we eating it or was it before?
It was before. We were waiting on the sushi. Yeah. Jason made a great table of snacks.
He sure did. Spanish peanuts. Nice bowl of salsa. Some crispy chips.
Yeah.
Hostess with the mostest when I was in town.
Yeah.
Charcuterie board, if you will.
Casual charcuterie board. Quick question for you. Did you know that right now Geico is offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's 15% on top of the money Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Your precious dog to make you breakfast in bed with Belgian waffles and a fresh fruit compote? Now, as nice as that sounds, that's probably never going to happen, but at least there's never been a better time to switch to Geico. Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Visit geico.com to learn more. So we're waiting for sushi. Okay, I have a story. I never like, you know what? That's not fair for me to say. I always say I never fangirl. I never nerd out, but I do. And I did last night.
Last time you nerded out was at People's Choice Awards for Le Kardashians.
Yes. And Kanye West coming out of...
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
But this one was, like, very personal. Like, I was like, oh, like, we're friends. Okay.
Really hits home.
It really... Yeah. I just, like, I don't know where to go from here.
Right.
Okay. So, last night, we're waiting on sushi at our little slumber party. And this number calls me that I don't recognize. And Jason's like, do not pick that up. Why would you pick that up?
Well, yeah. So, right. It's a Saturday night. We're having a great time. And this random number from Montreal calls. Like, why would you pick that up?
I just had a gut feeling.
Trouble. Yeah. I'm just like, I'm not touching that.
Because I'm like, okay, who the heck could we call? And I can't believe I answered.
And then on top of it, when you get a call from a random number, I don't know what you guys do, but I won't be like, hello, this is Jason Tardik. I'll just be like, hello, because I don't know who it is. Caitlin's like, hello, it's Caitlin. I'm like, oh, no.
You're live
with
Caitlin Bristow.
I did?
Yeah.
We were a little surprised. Like, oh, well, no, I mean, you did answer, and they're like, is this Caitlin? You're like, this is Caitlin Bristow. Like, yeah.
Oh, I'm not a skeptic. I just like tell whoever is on the other line who I am and
that's
all my dirty
sweet,
secrets.
Trusting Canadian side of you.
Also, set the stage. You had no expectation for a call. Like, it's not like someone said, hey, you might be getting a call from.
No idea. I just picked it up and she goes, do you have it?
Oh.
Wait, she goes, hey, Caitlin, it's Tyra.
Oh, it's the America's Next Top
Model. Oh, yes. Ah. Hey.
That's it.
Oh, yeah, it is.
You want to be on top?
You want to be on top?
Do you remember Tyra Banks' song?
No.
Oh, my God.
She had a song?
It was so freaking good.
What was it? I'll remember.
Okay, here, I'm going to play it for you.
Star. Yes, you
are. Oh, great.
Yeah. That's how I knew it was her. Because I could hear Life Size, you know, the movie Life Size.
Yeah.
I remember when it was her voice. I'm like, oh my God, that's Be a Star.
No, she had one. It was like, shake your body, body, move your body, body, your body, body, me heart. I don't know. It's something like that. But it was the hottest video.
Did it slap? Is that what the kids say?
It freaking slap. Oh, wait, here it is.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember this?
Yes.
Hot.
Oh my gosh, she was like a modern day Beyonce.
Yeah. This came out like 07.
Oh, there goes her wig. Get it, Tyra. Yeah.
Yeah, that's, get it. Hot video.
So Tyra Banks called me.
Oh, yeah.
I just can't. It was
Tyra
so
Mail.
Casual. She was like, hey, Caitlin, it's Tyra. And I was like, okay. And then I was like, oh, my gosh. And skeptic Jason over here is like, no, it's not. It's someone trying to get info from you.
Yeah.
Well, the first question, like right out of Tyra Banks' mouth was, so are you excited for your first song? Like she was kind of like, no. Like asking, what was the question?
She said, what dance are you working
yeah,
on?
What dance are you working on?
Yeah.
Like, no.
Jason's like, it's a trap. And I'm like, no, it's Tyra. And he was like,
I actually thought it was a prank show from like a Canadian radio show was pranking you or that, something like
which
that.
Which would have been really funny.
Yeah.
That's actually funny. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we were all like, and
I was a little skeptical at first too.
And I'm sitting there being like, oh my God, I'm doing this dance. And this is my partner. And like telling her everything. And then Jason's like, no, it's, and then I went, wait a second. I'm like, I have two people with me who don't believe that this is you.
I have two random people.
No, I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
I didn't say random.
Hello? I have two complete strangers. No.
I didn't.
Your best friend and your... No,
it's just, like my fact check.
Yeah, he's just being nice.
No, you...
I didn't say two random people. I promise you on everything. I said I'm with two... Say?
You know, I'm pretty sure it was just two people.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was.
Yeah.
Anyways,
sisterhood of the traveling pants over here.
Yeah, my little trust tree.
Loyal lab today.
Thank you. But anyways, and
unbelievable.
Anyways, I was like, I have two people with me, and they don't believe this is you. And she was like, okay, coming up next on America's Top Model. And Lo was like, it's her.
Yeah. She did that to prove it, though.
Yeah.
I was like, that's Tyra. That's freaking Tyra.
I messaged my girlfriend Bailey this morning and I go, Bailey, Tyra Banks randomly called me just to say hi last night and I didn't believe it was her. I thought it was somebody trying to get something out of me. And I made her, and she had to do her voice from America's Next Top Model to prove to me. And she goes, reread what you just sent me. Because I'm like, what the heck? But anyway, she was so sweet. And we had a nice little convo. And
so sweet.
Yeah.
And she talked about her boyfriend and
her
partner, fiance in Montreal.
Yeah.
She was just so sweet.
Yeah, she was really good.
We loved her.
It was really a moment.
You know what? A thoughtful queen.
Yeah. I bet she didn't call anyone else on the cast.
There's
just
no
me.
Way. I don't think she was like, I need to get Carol Bass now.
Oh, I wonder if she called Carol and Carol was like, who dis?
Yeah, I've never heard of you.
Isn't that crazy that Carol Baskin is on this season of Dancing with the Stars? Like, Jason was making a funny point that, like, if you put together a list of all of the quote-unquote celebs that are on this season, the one that America would know the most is probably Carol Baskin.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's like, how crazy is that? If you took, every person's name and brought that survey to any American and said, circle the first name you actually recognize.
Oh, that's
I
that
think Carol
cat
Baskin,
lady
that, she
that
really,
killed her husband.
That's how crazy it is.
That's insane. Imagine I get beaten out by a Carol Baskin.
Okay. Do you think, well, you're not going to, in my opinion.
Never say never.
Do you think Carol Baskin's guilty?
No.
Does a bear shit in the woods?
You don't think she's guilty?
Does a duck's boner drag in the weeds?
Oh, does it? Oh.
Yeah.
That's gross.
They do.
How do you know this?
I Googled it. Actually, I'm going to Google it right now.
Oh, you're our fact checker.
Yeah, they definitely get boners.
Do ducks get
boners? And I
boners.
Do think that Carol Baskin for sure
is guilty.
Fed her husband to a tiger.
1,000%.
Okay, ew, sick. I just don't look, Jason, for a second. I just Googled, do ducks get boners? And it says, fact. I'm going to try not puke when I say this. Ducks have explosive erections. After a male duck mounts the female, the erect duck penis explodes into the female reproductive tract, spiraling out like a missile. This all occurs in less than half a second, during which the penis can reach velocities. Is that
like speed.
Up to 1.6. What's m/s? Miles per second? I can't. Ducks have explosive erections. That's wow. foul.
How do ducks have sex with their corkscrew shaped penises? What a
Turn Google off.
Close okay. this. No, because I have a game pulled up that I'm going to play. I feel like
I've never related more to an article.
So do you have explosive erections?
Yeah. Oh. Same.
Relatable.
With my corkscrew micro penis.
T's and P's. Thoughts and prayers.
We'll be right back with more Off the Vine. Great therapy. This is Off the Vine, Grape Therapy.
Okay, you guys are like on this hypothetical train. Yeah. Last night you were doing all fun. This like, okay, what like, what? Give me an example of what you did last night.
Caitlin was in REM cycle, by the way.
Yeah, Caitlin was,
was in REM cycle.
REM cycles deep. That's what spins barrels will do to you. But so, Love and I went down this like crazy train of hypotheticals. We talked about what TV show would you watch? What movie would you watch? If it's a random Sunday, what would you do on your Sunday?
Which we need to talk about.
Yeah, if you're on death row.
I named, how many guys did I drop? I've named at least 100 guys to Lowe, would you?
Yeah.
And
I said yes to most of them.
Okay, let's think. So yeah. You said no. Yeah. You said no to Michael Strahan.
Not into it. Here's the thing. Michael Strahan, I like his build. He's the guy from Good Morning America, right?
Easy.
I'm joking. I was waiting for your reaction.
Good Morning America? Yes. Yeah. But I have a tough time with the little of the gappy gap in the tooth.
Oh, see, I find that endearing.
I like it on Madonna, but I don't...
What about Kate Moss?
Sure. Yeah. It's like, ooh, model-y, fun, yeah. Exotic vibes. But like not for a guy I'm going to sleep with.
Right. As you, Regis Philbin?
Yeah.
You
rest
said,
in freaking
yeah,
peace.
Yeah. Too soon, Jason. Too yeah. soon.
Not even cold yet.
Oh, gosh. I love Regis.
Oh.
Random. Who else was?
Wait, Morgan Freeman was another one.
Morgan Freeman.
Into it. Sure. Yeah. March of the Penguins.
Imagine him talking.
March all over me.
To you.
Yeah. It's like having sex with God.
Yeah.
The voice of
the
God.
The voice of God. Bruce Almighty.
Yeah. Jim Carrey was another one. Too animated for me in the sack.
Oh, George Clooney and your response. Oh. Remember your response?
I
feel like George Clooney smells.
Oh, did I say that?
I feel like he would smell like a musky cologne and like a nice scotch.
I said musk too.
I picture like a really strong like Italian cheese.
Oh, like a stinky cheese.
Yeah, I don't know. George Clooney, I think he's attractive. He's just not my jam.
And The Rock.
Okay.
Jason Momoa though.
Jason that, Momoa. Yeah,
and The Rock.
That was his jaw drop.
Into it
right now.
Beautiful.
All right, let's take a minute and talk about one of my favorite things, clothes, and more specifically Express is all new and all about you, with a fresh assortment of casual, versatile, and super comfortable styles. Yes to comfy. They provide a curated edit of high quality pieces for day, night, and everything in between. Express has expanded beyond occasion, ready dresses and suits to include more casual looks for your everyday, which are a mix of the classics we all love and trending pieces to incorporate into your look. Their clothes are super, super cute and really wearable for all different body types and lifestyles. Their fits are super flattering while still being high quality and comfortable. I just ordered a few items on Express's website and I was blown away by some of the styles they have. I ordered some classic everyday pieces, including a crew neck sweatshirt and a couple of t-shirts, and they're perfect for go-tos when I want something cute and comfortable to go about my day. I hate that feeling when I look at my closet in the morning and feel like there's absolutely nothing to wear. So my new go-to is Express to make sure I have some classics always on hand. Beyond just amazing clothes, Express also has an ongoing fundraiser initiative powered by GoFundMe called the Dream Big Project, which was created to support charities and organizations that share Express's mission of empowering people to go for their dreams. Be sure to check out Express's website and follow them on Instagram at Express to get some style inspiration. And now you can text Vine 397-737 to receive $25 off your purchase. Who would Jason...
Oh,
Halle Berry.
Halle Berry.
He definitely was in Halle Berry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, Jennifer Lawrence.
Okay, you love Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
And who was? Oh, Kiki Palmer.
Who's that?
She's Michael Strahan's.
Really?
Love some Kiki Palmers.
I mean, she's adorable. That's so funny.
Lucy Liu. He had all
Lucy
colors of the
Lou.
Rainbow.
Cameron Diaz.
Cameron. Oh yeah.
Oh, you really like the Charlie's Angels?
So yeah.
Drew Barrymore.
So he asked me pick someone who maybe like you don't think has this. Oh, Jessica Biel. Top. Mm-hmm. Jessica Biel. Oh, so then your he conclusion loves, was I like Girl Next Door, right?
He loves a Girl Next Door. Doesn't like a vixen. He wants a girl, just a
but
sweet
he,
Mandy
so
Moore
funny.
In A Walk to Remember, minus the cancer at the end.
Minus.
It's really sad.
You hate tattoos.
I don't hate tattoos. I just don't have any tattoos. I don't.
And you don't. Well, I'm getting another one.
Caitlin,
what are you going to get?
You are a girl next door. Just it's a different type
don't
of neighborhood.
Don't you think so?
It's just
like
a rough part of town. The streets.
Yeah, the streets of Alberta. That's funny, Lo. Wait, so what's... Okay, so my point of this was Jason goes, okay, let's hypothetically speaking, it's a Sunday. You have the whole day off. What are you doing? And Lo...
Best day ever.
Yeah, but he literally goes, I'd wake up, I'd have coffee, I'd have a little chia
pudding.
Pudding.
That's my favorite.
And then I would go to the cemetery.
Oh.
You did say that.
Okay, so first farmer's market.
WTF.
I want to get a croissant. I can't wait to take you guys to the LA farmer's market.
I've
really
been,
fun.
I did B-roll there for The Bachelorette.
Oh, fine.
Like Caitlin just waltzing through the farmer's market, picking up some fresh beets out of the garden.
Ugh. But not beets. You do love a beet. I get like sunflowers and a nice coffee. But anyway, I like to go to the cemetery and I'm going to take you guys.
So messed up.
That's my thing. All right.
What do you do?
Do you feel spirits?
Yes.
Okay.
I get the everything. Chia pudding, farmer's market.
Oh, you get that
elegant,
part.
Relaxing. And then you take a detour to the cemetery. Why?
Okay, I love going to cemeteries for several reasons. Okay,
because several.
It's like where I go probably 3 times a week.
What? Are you being serious?
I believe.
I swear. I'm like
I'm
not
follow
kidding.
You.
Yeah,
like
I post
secretly.
On my close friends. You guys are on.
I
that
am
list.
Not on that list.
Yes, you are. Top I'm of the both of you are.
I've never seen you go to the cemetery.
Oh, I put, yeah.
Okay.
Well, you're not watching that story that maybe you're just hitting too fast.
Yeah,
there's a lot of little gems in there.
You're one where I don't skip through.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
The greatest stories.
Okay.
At Style LVR.
Style LVR. Okay. So here's the thing. The cemeteries in Los Angeles, where I live, they are freaking iconic and beautiful.
Oh,
so
okay.
With the whole,
I'm intrigued.
I've always loved going to cemeteries ever since I was a kid anyway. And when I travel to certain places, I always look for like a really cool cemetery just because I'm like, I like the old graves. And it's kind of like you get to see, I don't know, like a little part of history. Like you'll see like, oh, there's a ton of like veterans or there's a lot of, I don't know, like I'll notice like I went to Hawaii and I was like, wow, look at all these Japanese graves. Like that's really cool. But here in LA, it's completely different because the graves here are another level. Like I went and had my croissant with Judy freaking Garland. I went and had a little coffee with, I don't know, like there's, I mean, everyone, like some, there's so many iconic stars. So, and the cemeteries here specifically, they're big tourist attractions.
What about the Beatles? Are they buried here?
They're not, unfortunately.
Okay.
But there's, who's the one, like Carrie Fisher from Star Wars. There's like a ton of people. Like, I can't even think of all the names.
When you sit
Naya
down.
Rivera, how you doing, Naya? Like, rest in peace. She just passed. She's at Forest Lawn.
Really?
Like, I got to see her, you know, but.
So do you tell, like, when you sit with Judy, do you talk to her?
Sure. Sometimes they'll tell her about my. God, don't you try and make me out to be a crackpot. Does she talk back to you, Lo? Does she give you love? No,
like,
Jason.
Some people go to the beach in LA, you know, some people go to a park.
But,
and some
but,
people
okay,
go to
I'm gonna. I actually didn't even want to admit this on the air because I feel like it's like my little secret spot. But
this is
it's a secret only because with the COVID thing happening right now in LA, all the hiking trails are like people are unemployed and like you know life is a little bit slower. So hiking trails like Runyon Canyon and some of these really popular ones are packed with people.
Yeah.
So you have to hike, wear a mask the whole time.
Oh, hard, sick!
I don't mind wearing the mask. I'm not one of those anti-maskers.
No,
if you are listening to this and you
no,
are.
I'm,
shame on you.
I am mask like.
Yeah, but when you're hiking and it's 100 degrees in LA, it's tough to have that mask on sometimes. Yeah. I do like the cemetery, though, because it's just me and my spirits, you know?
I'm into this.
And the cemeteries in LA, they're super, like, bougie, expensive, like, classy. Mm-hmm. So you still get, like, nature, but it's, like, really clean. There's not, like, anything to worry about. I feel safe when I go to a cemetery. There's surveillance and security. I've done hikes with my friends because they're like massive cemeteries, but the one, yeah, I'll take you. I went to Forest Lawn. That's like a really popular one.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson is buried there.
Stop it.
Yeah. Have a little brunch with Michael. It's awesome. Yeah. And by the way, Michael Jackson still has so many fans. He's died over a decade ago, but he still has so many people that come and visit, and he always has constant like flowers at his spot.
My gosh.
But I like,
so how long do you stay at the cemetery?
Well, I get my cardio in. Like I literally work out. Like I'm doing like lunges and squats, and burpees and
cemetery?
Yeah.
With like,
Like on Sundays, it's like I'll do like a casual stroll. Like I'll get my steps in. It's more for like to clear my head, listen to a good podcast and walk around. But like during the week, why I go 2 to 3 times a week, I go early in the morning. Again, no one's there. And I get my workout in. And and I always see like nature, like, well, like deer and eagles.
I think it's like kind of intriguing to read a lot of tombs, like the stories and stuff. Or do you not do that?
No,
I'm a big reader. Not
burpee guy.
Speaking of Bambi,
that's the question.
Oh, I was trying to do a cool transition.
I was going to do a hypothetical about dying. Another hypothetical.
Uh-huh.
Would you rather be buried or would you rather be cremated?
This is dark.
Oh, I love this. Yeah, let's go into this conversation.
So not speaking of Bambi.
Yeah.
Well, Bambi died.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I'd say cremated, and I want to be, so here's the thing. I'd like to be cremated, and then I kind of want, like, I want you guys to get a little of the ash, maybe use it. Like, Caitlin, maybe make like a good, like, chili or something and throw a little of my ashes, because then I'm going to be part of you always.
Because I eat it?
Yeah.
But then I would just poop you out.
Well, take the nutrients out of me. Get rid of the rest.
Okay.
Okay. If you're not going to put me in a chili, sprinkle me in the ocean.
Okay.
That's fine. But I want to. Oh, actually, I did hear about this new thing you can do where they put you in when you die. They take your body and they put it in like a pod, if you will, almost like the shape of an almond seed.
Oh.
And then they take that pod and they put.
Freeze it.
No, they put that in the ground and they put, you can pick, the family can pick whatever type of tree. And there's these new like tree cemeteries where
you're in the tree.
Your body is giving the nutrients in the soil that feed the tree to grow.
Whoa.
Kind of
love that.
Kind of beautiful.
It's beautiful.
I think it's beautiful.
So your body decomposes, but you're feeding a walnut tree, or I'd pick an avocado tree. Obvi.
Yeah.
Caliente. Little Spanish moment. But you could feed a tree. I want to know what tree you guys would pick.
Okay. I would probably pick a Douglas fir.
Oh, Merry freaking Christmas.
Yeah, because it feels like home.
Yeah.
And it was really the first tree name that came to mind.
Yeah.
Douglas fir.
Yeah. I was going to say an evergreen or
palm tree.
Because Sequoia. Evergreen's like Christmas and like winter and snow, like buffalo, or maybe like a lemon tree.
Why?
I don't know.
Oh, delicious.
Lovely.
Yeah. Meyer lemons.
But think about like the idea of, if you take away just religion, the idea of like decomposing in a box 6 feet underground is like, or the idea of like being cremated ever since I saw Ozark and I usually actually like can see how they cremate people. I'm like,
yeah, that messes me up.
Either one. I don't know.
I mean, a tree. I want to be a tree.
Same.
Yeah. What tree would you be?
Oh, I definitely am going to go either avocado, or I'd like to be like a plumeria tree.
What's that?
Oh, they're all over Hawaii. They smell incredible.
Oh, it's that smell when you land in Hawaii and you smell it. That's
they make Lays out of the flowers.
Oh, I love that. I want to go to Hawaii.
And they're pretty, like the stems kind of look like they're like thick, like cigars anyway. But you can take like a little clip of a plumeria tree, like a little piece of it, plant it and grow a tree like that. They grow pretty easily.
All right, let's take a quick break. Staying healthy and doing the right things for ourselves is always important, especially these days, but we deserve to know what we're putting in our bodies, and it shouldn't be a mystery additive and shady extras. That's why Ritual's founder, Kat, is on a mission to reinvent the vitamin industry. Now, not only have they obsessively researched each nutrient in their visionary women's multivitamin, carefully choosing forms that are absorbable by the body, but they have also tested their formula. So it's science-backed, and it isn't just a buzzword for them. It's the standard. And when they committed to showing you their nutrients, where it came from, and why they chose it, they call it traceability. I choose to take Ritual vitamins because I care about taking care of myself, but sometimes it can be really hard with all the options out there. But with Ritual, it's everything I need in a multivitamin shipped to my door, and it's traceable so that I know exactly what it is I'm taking, which is very important to me, and I know it's a daily ritual. Gosh, I'm so good at bad jokes. Anyways, that won't be stopping anytime soon. Ritual is making obsessively researched and clinically backed a new normal. And another major plus, Ritual is designed to be gentle on an empty stomach. Their delayed release, no nausea designed capsule is made to be gentle on an empty stomach, and the mint essence tab in every bottle makes taking your vitamins a minty fresh experience. Daily changes can lead to big results, so start small today. Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off your first 3 months. Try it out. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to ritual.com/vine to start your ritual today. That's 10% off during your first 3 months at ritual.com/vine.
We'll be right back with more Off the Vine. Grape therapy.
Hey, you guys.
It's Sophia.
And Sistine Stallone.
And we are so excited to share with you our brand new podcast, Unwax.
And I go, Sophia, look who I matched with. And she goes, are you f***ing kidding me? I just went on a date with him.
I was like, do I block him?
So join us each week as we discuss adulting.
What's that?
Single life.
Tragic.
And of course, give you our unsolicited advice.
While bringing on exciting guests to join the chaos.
You need to do what you need to do to get through the breakup.
So whatever.
We're sending you a Snapchat message.
Yeah. That's, you're toxic. That is toxic as f***.
So be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or PodcastOne.com and join us every Tuesday to listen to the best content the internet has to offer.
You're listening to Off the Vine, Grape Therapy.
Yeah. Anyways, wow, I learned something new today.
There's that.
Wow.
Tree and Carol Baskin's guilty. Those are two boys.
And we're going to a cemetery.
She's guilty?
No, I said no.
She's innocent?
I don't know. I don't want to say it on the podcast. Because what if we become friends? Yeah.
Well, then she can prove her innocence to you. Let's get her on the podcast.
Oh, okay.
Love that. Yeah,
I'm not asking her if she killed her husband.
I will.
Okay.
No. I will.
She's not going to tell you.
No. We're going to have a really deep conversation. This is like one of my things I want from this whole day.
You think that she's just going to open up to you?
I just want a podcast.
And tell you about murdering her husband.
No, I think we can back into it. Really ask her, like, how does it feel that people, like,
love
you, accuse
you
of that? Like, how do you prove your innocence? What do you say? You know, there's things we could do.
I love how we got quiet.
Wow. So intense.
Carol Baskin got
over
here.
She's going to be down for that.
No, I don't think she will.
No
either.
Way.
We'll try. See what happens. What else do we feel about the cast this season? It's a freaking good one.
Yeah.
It's a great cast. Great cast. All over the place.
Johnny freaking Weir is going to be so good.
Johnny Weir's on it.
Yeah. Johnny Weir's on it.
Oh, he's awesome.
He's so awesome. He's totally going to do well. AJ from the Backstreet Boys, I've seen those hips. He's going to do well.
What do you mean you've seen those hips?
I've gone to like 3 Backstreet Boys concerts.
She hooked up with him.
Yeah. That's for a confession when you're not around. Yep. Just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I would love to see which Backstreet Boy, if you had to choose in their prime, who was
Brian.
Your guy? Oh. Wait, was Brian the one with the blonde hair?
That was Nick. Brian was like, he was the silent thunder. He was the underdog. He was like nobody really thought he was going to be the popular one. And then he like was so sexy. Mm. Yeah. Mm. What? Who'd yours be?
AJ.
Oh, you like the bad boy.
I do.
Yeah. Who'd yours be, Jason?
Yeah. What Backstreet Boy would you love to?
He doesn't know who the Backstreet Boys are.
I know who the Backstreet Boys are. I just forgot who they hang on. I'm going to look them up and then pick.
Oh, okay. Actually, and I'm not into blonde guys, but Nick Carter.
Yeah. He was everything. I mean, he was the Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. What about this?
I like this guy's a cool dude.
Who are you taking?
Kevin.
Oh, yeah.
You picked Kevin.
He's be gentle in the sack with you.
You know what? Kevin has turned out to be quite handsome these days.
He is handsome.
Let me see what.
You would pick Kevin.
Yeah.
What do you mean? You don't think that guy's handsome?
Because you kind of look like him.
What?
You kind of look like Kevin from BSB.
Little Kevin vibes.
Oh, he's very handsome.
I mean, he's by far the most handsome.
Do you want to know something funny? I won a radio contest with Bree, and we went for lunch with Howie from the Backstreet Boys.
Which one is that, Howie?
Yeah.
Where did you guys go to lunch?
What a sleeper. Good guy.
Great guy. Yeah. We went to the Four Seasons restaurant. So funny. Anyways, what about this one?
Did you pay for it?
Yeah. If you woke up every day to a bathtub filled with any object, what object would you choose? I would probably choose golden retrievers.
Oh, okay. No, wait, a bathtub filled with any object?
Yes.
Like comfort,
like, this like noodles?
No, I'm yeah, like noodles or cherries.
Shit, noodles or cherries?
Wow.
Like imagine a bathtub full of cherries. Like
what kind of cherries? Like maraschino?
Yeah, like maraschino, a little juice, you know?
That's weird, man.
What would you
golden retrievers.
No. Think like an object that's comfortable. Like blueberries.
Oh, pillows.
Pillows?
No.
That's what you're going to get. You're going to get.
You're missing the point,
Jerry.
You're
going to get a bathtub. You can put anything in it. Anything you want in it.
Wine.
Okay. Wine.
Wine, you can't drink it.
Why not?
That's true. She got you on the checkmate.
No.
You're washing your body with it.
You want wine you wash your body with?
You want cherries?
Yeah.
A stain?
It's like
a little massager.
That's
mine would be maple syrup.
Sticky. Ew.
Into it. Or a chia pudding. I like
a chia pudding with
cheese. Oh, you know what? I'd want
Jello.
Boba. I'd want a bathtub filled with boba.
What's that?
What?
What's boba?
What the hell? You guys have never had freaking boba?
What's boba?
Okay, so it's a type of little tapioca ball, if you will, and they're in the bottom of a cup. And it's like big in a lot of like Asian
are you saying like
drinks have like Asian tea houses. Bubble tea.
Okay, that's exactly what I was thinking.
And you put the thick straw and you suck them up and just get
like
a load
tea.
of boba in your mouth.
Okay, that's a good one. That's
but really they good. Feel really good.
Okay.
Texture wise, it'd be kind of nice to lay in a bath of boba.
Okay. If you could have any one skill with the snap of a finger, what skill would you want?
I wonder if it could be like a magical thing. Like I can fly.
To predict the future.
Oh, wow.
I would not.
That would give me so much pressure.
Oh,
anxiety
city.
But think about how the impact you could have. Like imagine if you knew.
Who would believe you though?
Yeah, no one would believe you.
History, you build credibility by showing.
You're all about leaving a legacy.
Yeah, we get it.
I'm.
You're leaving a stamp on this world.
Hamilton.
Oh. I know, but it. Okay, that's you know what? We can't fault him for
I'm
his
not
opinion.
Not gonna shit on that. That is a great idea.
Okay,
predicting the
forever.
Yeah. What is your legacy?
I don't know. We'll find out.
Uh-huh. You don't know what your legacy is?
Like if I died right now, I would know my legacy.
Yeah. What is your legacy?
Yeah. I don't know. We'll talk about this on the next.
Okay. Too deep. Too deep for this one.
A little too heavy for a hungover Saturday.
We talked about it. Who, if you wanted to be cremated or buried?
Ducks boner, and I'd get serious. About
is this
my
your
legacy.
First podcast? You can't eat on a podcast.
I feel like we're just hanging out.
Okay. I just can't handle that you're chewing stuff right now.
Wait, what would your
my skill would skill probably be that I could be the best host of any podcast. Like
really?
I would be the best host.
Mission
skills?
Accomplished.
No.
Yeah,
you're a great host.
I would want to win the mirror ball.
Keep going.
Okay, skill set. I would want to be able to snap my fingers and know how to make millions of dollars. Okay. I would like to be just the best. I don't know. Skill set.
What's yours,
Lil? I want to be the best seller of wine.
No.
The best.
Think about something like really special that you could be, like anything. In the
I
world.
Would want to cure cancer.
No. See, that's
there. Awesome. It is.
That's a good
that's,
one.
That's the skill set I would
sure that,
to find
like,
the cure for cancer.
That's body shaming. Like, to think about, like,
okay,
like,
I would
want something. Like,
okay, I would want to cure cancer. That's what I would.
I'd want to be a leading plastic surgeon.
Oh,
really?
And then can you be my best friend?
Yes.
And
sure.
And
you
fix
want
my weird pinky toe?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'll fix it.
My weird
mold it right into place.
Oh, you do have a weird pinky toe. It's
kind of, do you even know me? Okay, what would your skill set be?
Plastic surgery.
Oh yeah, you just said that. Yeah. Wow.
I think I would. I'm gonna take my back. I think to be a professional, like a the best golfer in the world, would be the coolest thing ever.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's the skill way to change the world and live your legacy.
No, it's true. Well, I think a fun one and a real one. What about like think about being a surgeon? Mm. Think about you go to bed every night knowing if I didn't go to work, people could potentially not be living right now. I just saved 10 people's lives today.
Oh, I was thinking more on like the cosmetic surgery side. So I'd be giving like, yeah, okay. If I wasn't gonna alive tomorrow, like that person wouldn't get their facelift or a breast augmentation or rhinoplasty.
Yeah, I love that show Botched.
Yeah.
They help people.
They do help a lot of people. So that's, oh my God, that show's so intense.
Someone
Someone comes in and they have like the craziest things done to them.
I know. Sometimes it's so sad too. Okay, last one. If you could be reborn as any animal, what animal are you being?
100%
Pino.
Orca.
Oh.
An orca, whale. I wouldn't want to be anything else.
Oh, the deep dark waters scare me.
Oh my God. I have to think of reasons why I wouldn't at this point because there's so many reasons why I'm obsessed
with orcas.
Okay, first of all, they're the number one predator in the ocean. So like I could, top of the food chain, I could eat a shark.
Fair.
If I wanted to.
Fair.
Very intelligent creatures. They live long lives if they're not at SeaWorld. And and I just think that they're like, besides intelligent, majestic, and dominating the ocean, it'd be the coolest thing to be a freaking orca. With my pod, they're loyal to their family. Samesies. I relate to orcas. I love them. I'm here with my little pod right now. Swimming around in LA. So I'd just like to continue doing that in whale form.
Okay.
I'm just obsessed with whales in general, but really? Orcas just
have you seen
really
one?
Do it for me. I got, okay, well, when I went to SeaWorld.
Oh, shame.
I know. Shame on me.
Shame on
but,
you.
As a kid, that was one of my dream jobs was to, I really wanted to be a whale trainer at SeaWorld.
Gosh, how good is the movie?
Free Willy.
Free Willy.
Oh, makes me cry every time. And Michael Jackson's amazing hit song.
Oh, yeah.
The Free Willy soundtrack
is. They told me.
Yeah.
I'm meant to be faithful. Oh! Dun, 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 dun. I'm gonna play it. Come on.
Wow.
Come on.
That was really good.
Oh, thank you.
Should you moonwalk? We should moonwalk right now.
No, that's not podcast material because they can't see me. I can't moonwalk. So I've said it before, there's more to explore at the Home Depot. From furniture and home decor to bedding and more, HomeDepot.com has endless options for every space. And in fact, they are sponsoring a really fun segment on Off the Vine where I personally get to share some of my decorating expertise. So let's dive in. Let's start by talking about tools for a second. Now, I'm not talking about the guys who ghost you on dating apps. Those are a different kind of tool. I'm talking about those things you use around your house to fix things. I used to be pretty intimidated, to be honest, when it came to using those, but now I feel like I'm kind of gaining some serious new skills thanks to the Home Depot and their website, which has showed me what tools I need for each project and how to get those projects done. They even have hardware and tool guides, almost 100 different guides that show you how to use tools properly and the best ones to get the job done. And I know I talked about this before in their DIY category, but they even tell you the difficulty level of using those tools and doing these projects so that you can know what you're getting yourself into before you bite off more than you can chew. Like there's a project guide on how to use a table saw. Difficulty beginner. How badass do you feel? And time is under 2 hours. Sounds like something that this guy right here can manage. On the other hand, I see that cutting granite tile is intermediate. And you know what? I think that's something I'm going to have to call the experts in for. But not only does their website have the stuff that is just classic at Home Depot, like tools, hardware, appliances, but you know I've been checking out their home decor section, and that's something at the top of my mind for me at the moment. Spooky season, guys. That's right. As weird as it seems, this year has gone by extremely quickly, and it's almost time for fall and Halloween. And of course, they have some of that amazing decor. I know you're going to want to check out like a 12-foot skeleton, a creepy jack-in-the-box, and some graveyard decorations. But something so cute I've discovered is their Halloween ideas and projects section, which is something so fun to do with your kids, your nieces, nephews, whatever, or just on your own if you love Halloween as much as I do and do it by yourself. They have tutorials on how to make Halloween candy holders, some haunted house ideas, the best spooky table centerpieces, and how to carve a pumpkin and make a scarecrow. All right there for you, conveniently on the Home Depot site. Love it. I don't want to get too ahead of myself, but they also have these types of project ideas and guides for Thanksgiving and Christmas, so you know I'm going to have to revisit the site when holiday seasons roll around. With the Home Depot, decorating your home is now easier than ever before. Start by heading to homedepot.com, where you can shop everything for every room, browse thousands of furniture pieces and decorative accents to fit any style, explore bedding and bath linens, kitchenware and small appliances, all at the right prices. Whether you're going for a brand new look, little seasonal refresh, or simply a few finishing touches, the Home Depot has all the pieces you need. And the best part is, you shop today and you'll get free and flexible delivery with easy returns. Plus, for a limited time, you can save even more on the styles you love when you use code OFFTHEVINE10 at checkout. Find exactly what you're looking for and more at homedepot.com/decor. Valid on select items online only. Free delivery on select items, $45 or more. Visit homedepot.com for more information. You know what animal I would be? A rescue dog. Because you like go through your humble beginnings and you like, and then you just feel so much love.
Do you feel like a rescue dog?
No. Who rescued me?
No,
I rescued myself.
Yeah. Because you had a crazy story.
I don't know. No. No, that's just life.
That's life. Okay.
What animal would you be?
I think I've always said I'd be a lion, but I think I'm going to change it up and I think I'd be
basic.
Dolphin.
Dolphins are the only other mammal on the planet that has sex for pleasure.
Yeah, that.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's cool.
They're always smiling. I think it'd be so cool.
They're psychos.
What do you mean they're psychos?
They're a little undercover psychos.
Dolphins are psychos.
Yeah.
Where don't trust them.
Where is this coming from?
I don't trust them.
The internet.
What do you mean they're psychos? They seem like the happiest, nicest little creatures in the world.
Let me see. Dolphin.
And look at their little fins.
Okay, look, let's look up dolphin spirit animal. What does it mean about you? We're going to find out what that means about you, that you want to be a dolphin.
Oh, just giving a little reference for the listeners. Oh, my God. While you look that up.
When the beat kicks in. Oh, my gosh, you are a dolphin. Don't read it yet. The dolphin is a complex animal that has so many different meanings attached to it through history, including peace and harmony, protection, playfulness and joy, resurrection, inner strength, cooperation.
See?
I'm looking at a dolphin
Wait,
right now.
I'm a dolphin.
Orca.
I have all those characters.
I think I've changed to a dolphin.
Spirit animal.
Orca. Oh, this is fun.
It symbolizes family, romance, longevity, harmony, travel, community, and protection.
And protection of the members of their pod.
I love that.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to put...
Nailed it.
Dog, spirit, animal. Okay.
Instability.
Guidance. Instability. a lot of emotions. Yeah. Range of emotions. Guidance, protection, loyalty, fidelity,
faithfulness,
alertness, and love. Domesticated.
Aw.
Often painted sitting in on a lady's lap.
Interesting.
Sounds about right.
That's you. Wait, can you put penguin? Because that was...
Penguin.
Do you love penguins?
Yeah,
I do love penguins,
really
too.
Aren't the male penguins the ones who carry the egg for March of the Penguins?
He goes forever.
Forever they do. Look at you, Daddy.
Forever.
Okay, this is what it says about... There's a lot. Adaptability.
Mm.
Confidence.
Discipline.
Dreams. Emotions. Etiquette.
Endurance.
Fatherhood.
See, I would be a penguin. And then you just get to scoot on your stomach and I feel
purpose.
Like...
you get to scoot on your stomach.
That's what he wants.
You know what? Then you get to scoot on your stomach.
Wouldn't that be fun though, to just be on the ice and just
wee. While Morgan Freeman narrates your life.
Little happy feet over here.
Yeah.
Wow, okay. Well, so, you know what? Look at the last one is. Yin and Yang.
I feel like
that's us.
Penguins like drink beer too.
Okay, you know what? The podcast is getting weird now. You know what? Nothing else we've talked about got weird. until you said penguins slipping on their tummies and yeah. that they drink beer.
That just made my freaking cremation chili
yeah.
look like nothing.
Oh, I can never eat chili again. Okay, well, I feel like that's, I mean, Jason just made me want to stop podcasting. He's eating freaking grapes over here talking about penguins drinking beer. Like, low.
Here.
Present.
Present.
Is there anything else you wanted to talk about before we wrap this?
You know, I just want to say that I love that you guys are here in LA and getting to hang out with you guys last night, have a little edible, yeah. have a little sush.
Little sush.
It was the cutest night.
And it was a cute night.
I loved it. I loved every moment of it. So especially right now during these like really crazy weird times, it's yeah. nice to have a little sense of like normalcy again.
Yeah.
That's, I'm just
slumber party. Yeah. I'm sorry, I wasn't trying to like put you on the spot. Like, what, Lo, do you have anything to say about how great of a time you've had? Jason, anything you want to wrap up with?
You know what, Lo? It has been, I can't believe it's been almost a year since we saw you. Yeah. And every time we're with you, we're always smiling ear to ear.
Wow.
It's a beautiful thing. You're a great friend. We are a little pod.
I've had a single tear.
Oh my
God.
Jason sometimes just
pod.
Has any. If you could be here right now, listeners, because he has these f-ing soulful eyes.
Yeah, he does.
And he just
his little kind eyes.
Kind eyes is what Jason has. You could be the biggest predator, and I would trust you with yeah. those eyes. You're not though. I'm not. He's not a predator at all. He's a really sweet man. Yeah.
And I feel like he has his moments. This week,
he has
what?
His predatory moments.
Ew, you just spit out coffee. All right, you're done. You are excused from the table.
Love, Jason.
You're excused from the table and the pod. Hey, look, we're like a little orca of the pods on a pod.
This is cute.
You know what?
All right.
I'm good with that.
I'm good leaving it there.
I love you both very much.
I love you guys too.
And your session is now ending.
For listening to Off the Vine, Grape Therapy. Tune in to hear new minisodes every Thursday and check out new full-length episodes every Tuesday exclusively on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Who's not with OTV?